You're listening to Chainlink, the crypto news podcast with your host, Joshua Roomsburg. Follow and subscribe today.
Welcome to the Chainlink podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Roomsburg. And today we have the co-founder and CEO of MetaBlocks, Mega Shrestha. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Josh. Pleasure.
All right. So MetaBlocks is the first metaverse built on top of the XDC network. What are the benefits you see in using the XDC network instead of a variety of other chains?
Well, for us, my co-founder, Mark, he was actually working, also as a lawyer in supply chain. And that's where he actually got a lot of use cases in terms of using blockchain. That's where he got introduced to XDC as a blockchain in the first place. And when we approached them, one of the best thing about us as an ecosystem to be in XDC was they were specializing in trade finance and, supply chain. And we actually wanted to be a professional network or a professional metaverse, bringing in banks and companies together. So we saw a lot of synergy on that aspect. But then moving on forward, we also got a lot of other benefits as a company and an ecosystem in terms of their technical support, their support for ecosystem. They also funded us. So we also got fundings from them as well. So as a startup, I think that's what was the best reason in terms of it being having synergies of our focus areas to have a very good financial as well as the ecosystem and technical support from them.
Okay. Now, have you taken into account the fact that the fees are minimal and the speed compared to other blockchains? Did that play a role at all?
Definitely. So in comparison to the main, the first generation or the Ethereum-based blockchains, Zinfin being the third generation, it's much more eco-friendly, sustainable. And coming on to the transaction fee and the speed of transactions, that's also one of the reasons of us choosing also XDC.
Okay. And what do you feel is the biggest difference between MetaBlocks Metaverse and any of the other metaverses that are available, say, on Ethereum or Solana?
Yeah, so our approach is, so when you go out in the market, you see a lot of metaverses and, popular metaverses based on either they have a background coming from gaming industry, and also their approach of only mostly targeting a lot of crypto users. And so Our take on the metaverse is to be more professional, to bring in trade, finance, commerce, retails into place, and to be the trusted metaverse. So one is definitely the high quality resolution. So if you compare our quality graphics to the other metaverses, you will find a difference. And that's one of the most important differentiating factors. The other one is the legally compliant framework, because for companies to enter, right now, all the companies are just kind of doing marketing stunts over there. But for, businesses to come together, collaborate and have real transactions, you need two things. One is that you know that you are in a safely compliant, regulated, space that they feel confident enough. And the other one is then, knowing whom you are talking with. So we want to bring in that transparency into the metaverse world. And that's what it is.
Okay. You mentioned bringing banks into the metaverse. What would that look like if you had a bank inside the Meta Paris that you guys created?
So we actually already have some banks. One of the first clients that we onboarded was a Swiss bank. And it looks like as of now, they have phases, right? So for the first one, definitely they want to have a lounge where customers can come in. They can look into the products, different advertisements of the products and so on. But they also wanted advisory services to be personalized. And so
would that be digital or would that be real life advisory services?
So they have both options. So one of the banks wanted their real advisor sitting in, their home office to be you know, talking one-to-one in a multiplayer functionality, you know, how you could do it. But on the other hand, we are also working with some other bank cases where they wanted like a totally AI bot that would be programmed with different use cases of problems and customer problems, and they could actually solve it. And that's more like a 24/7 service.
Would that be in... Like when I think of a bank, I think of the concept of national currencies. So would it be real life natural currencies just turned digital, like a digital dollar, digital yuan? Or would it be digital currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum and XDC? How would the banks operate as far as funds go in the metaverse?
Well, it's up to them, right? How much of a, you know, so our metaverse is not only going to be specialized in cryptocurrency. We are not only going to take or accept cryptocurrency. Because we want to go for mass adoption, we want to give customers or clients or companies the time for them. If they want to be only digital payments as how it is right now in their apps, be it so. But if they want to move forward with cryptocurrencies, we will also have it. So it's really up to their pace of how much adoption they would like to do. We don't tell them what to do. They would like, we enable them for whatever they would like to do. And slowly we want the mass adoption to come in.
Okay. Now, the next question is, when you're buying and selling land in the metaverse, would that be real currency, paper currency, fiat, or would that be digital currencies, or will you have the option to do it all, like an in-app purchase?
Yeah. So in that terms, we have two options. One is definitely everything that happens in our economy is basically going to be in our native token blocks. But we also have a service that, for example, you know, you just don't have blocks and you just want to have like a, you have a MetaMask and you have other currencies. The swapping of the currencies is also available. And also through credit cards. So you can also, we are also enabling credit cards as well for, you know, those who have not yet made a
use crypto. Yeah. Right. Now, the Blocks token, could you tell me more about that? And is that an XRC20 token?
So Blocks token is like a hybrid token, which is a payment and utility token. So, you know, you can have different utilities inside the metaverse. For example, you can buy lands, NFTs, you could do some other transactions and so on. But on the other hand, it's also a payment token. So it will be listed, it will have a, you know, value, and that's how you could do it.
Will that be the only token available to purchase inside the metaverse, or will they still have the debit card option once they're inside the platform?
They will have it. On all sites, we are enabling, you know, for it's our
on off ramps.
Yeah, it's our learning in terms of you can also use your debit card, credit card inside the metaverse, and then you could also then purchase. It's up to you in terms of how you do it.
Do you have a launch date for the Blocks token?
Yes, we are planning to launch it, you know, once we have. So right now we are looking for, you know, it's called a SRO. So it's like a self-regulatory, you know, organization permit. And so it's supposed to be within 2 months. So once we have it and all the technology is ready, and we could really go and launch it.
Okay. And then I watched a couple other interviews you've done before about MetaBlocks, and you talked about the gaming industry getting involved from other projects. How would the gaming industry tie into MetaBlocks?
So we also have recently partnered up with one of them called Sense for Fate. You know, so what we're trying to do is they will purchase a lands, you know, in our metaverse, and they can then build games. And we will collaborate in terms of, yeah, like they can have their own space, they can regulate, and
Would it be like a arcade type concept, to where you come to that specific location and you can play games inside MetaBlocks?
Yes, it could also be. I mean, it depends on what kind of partnership it is, right? So if it's a collaborative effort that we are together building it with them. So there are also ideas right now coming up with other projects. Like we could also have like, joint NFTs where, you know, people can play their games, but also they collect points or they collect, some, and they can then turn it into tokens, for example, and so forth. But if it's only on a standalone, like if they want to do it on a totally independent way, then they could also do that as well.
Okay. Now, how does retail tie into the metaverse? How are you going to have shops? Like, would Nike buy land in the metaverse and create a shop? And then you could buy Nike shoes and have them shipped to you? Like, how would that work out?
So we already have two collaborations, you know, that we are very closely looking into. One of it is one of the most biggest retail in Switzerland called Jelmoli. And with them, okay, we are creating their digital version of this, you know, Gen Z shop. And for that, there are a lot of ideas. We are also talking about maybe hybrid kind of situation where you go and buy some clothes, you can try it on. And if you like it, you could order it. You get an NFT cloth that your avatar can wear it and roam around. And on the same time, you can also get, your normal things delivered. But we also have projects that are, that have approached us for just digital fashion as well. So they are only going to sell NFTs. It's like a digital
for your avatar.
So we also have that.
Okay. Now, as far as real estate ties into MetaBlocks, would it be digital land, or could you ever see it getting to the point where you're selling a building in downtown Paris inside MetaBlocks? Mm-hmm.
So as of now, all our lands are digital purely, and it's not linked to a real land. But if we have a collaboration with a government, you know, if government of Paris would like to do that, I mean, there's always, you know, a lot of regulations that goes into picture, right, when you are also trying to sell. So like, for example, in Dubai, I think they are doing it already, so forth. But if we have the technology to do that, and if they would like, and you know, the future is really, we would love to do that, but as of now it is purely digital.
Okay. And then I've seen education ties into it. How does education play a role in the metaverse?
So I think with COVID, a lot of people have now understood that for education to happen, you don't really need to be physically somewhere. And there can be a lot of different innovative techniques to, you know, sort of motivate people to come and, you know, do the classes, make it more interactive. And metaverse case is one of them. So we do.
Would you have schools, or would it be companies would have to come in and create the educational course?
So yes, it's like companies are going to come and create. In some cases, we are co-creating some of the cases, like, a metaverse university where they are educating about metaverses. But we also have universities who want to build like a collaborative center where people can come, you know, it's for students who can come collaborate for teamworks, for example, and then have fun, social activities, but where teachers can also, you know, have an engaging immersive content display. So these kinds of concepts are also there. We are developing it for them. But
that's another cool idea I just thought about. So if in one of these educational courses, say it was an art class, and each of the students uploaded an NFT to the metaverse, they could display them on the hallways inside the classroom. That'd be crazy.
Definitely. And it's also about, the learn to earn concept that we are also looking forward to developing is, you know, you have different educational based games where you learn, but then you also earn some points to it. So it's more like motivating people to learn new concepts, new ideas, and they get rewarded for being, you know, active in learning.
Yeah, that's a cool concept as well. Now, I've seen on the website and on your social media that you guys were beta testing. Is that still going on?
Yes. So we recently launched our, so we were in Meta Week in Dubai and we soft launched our, you know, our product there, and people who came there also tested it. But apart from that, we also have like a community of, you know, 5,000 landowners who, whom we call the first Meta residents. We have opened our beta testing for them. And the second stage is then going to be, you know, opening up for the 300,000 users that, you know, the community that we have. And then on the next month, we will be releasing it for the public as well.
Now, is that only available for PC, or do you have Android and iOS available?
As of now, it is a PC build, and my team is now working to making it a WebGL version. And then the next step would be to, so the VR version and the WebGL are the next ones, you know, to make it compatible, and then followed by, you know, Android and iOS on the next run.
Okay. Now, will the mobile versions be the same exact concept, the same graphics, the same things you can do inside the metaverse on each platform?
It's going to be a bit different in terms of quality, definitely, because, you know, as powerful the PCs are. So what we wanted to do was not limit, you know, just for example, YouTube has the facility to have like a super high quality resolution videos, but also based on where you are, you can actually, you know, reduce, you know, the pixels and so on and quality as well.
Right.
So that's going to be our approach as well. For people who want the best quality, we are going to give them the best quality as well. So the PC version from, you know, any, you know, i5 up generations will have the super high quality. But on the other hand, when we go to WebGL and, you know, Android phones and so on, because, you know, we also have to rely on the client side of the software to render it out and so on, it will have a little less quality, you know, compared to the top high PC quality.
Okay. I was thinking like, are there any things inside the metaverse you would not be able to do on the mobile version, like going into a classroom or attending a seminar or going to a concert? Would that put too much strain on the mobile device compared to a computer, or will you work to try and figure that part out?
We will definitely try to work and figure it out. So, for example, there are a lot of things in VR that you might not be able to do in an app or in a PC, for example, right? Like to touch certain things too. So these are some of the things you will be limited if you are not using a VR, for example. But to attend something, you know, there will always be an alternative way. For example, if you are a VR, you can have an avatar and go on. But if you are maybe joining as a, in a mobile device, you could put it, you know, like your photo on or a video on, and, you know, you could attend the meeting as yourself as well. So these are some of the aspects we are looking into.
Okay. Now back to the beta version. What are the first 5,000 users able to do inside the metaverse right now while they're testing it out?
So as of now, we have released a very limited version, making sure that we wanted to make some of the most core products, you know, stable and try and test it out. So they can roam around, you know, the 7th district of Paris where they have Eiffel Tower. They can, so there are some concerts going on, some dance group dancing. They can go and join them, dance. So it's a multiplayer. So whenever they meet another fellow Metizen, so they could actually go and approach and talk to them. For example, they can chat. So these are some of the things. There are one or two display videos that they can watch. As of now, it's limited to that. But we are coming up with a lot of different functionalities that we will slowly introduce.
Okay. Now, with the inside workings of the metaverse, will you only be able to use the Blocks token, or would you be able to use XDC to buy land and sell land?
The native token will still be Blocks.
Okay.
But
so can, will it be convertible or something with XDC?
Yes. Because I mean, XDC is a huge ecosystem, and we, you know, we us being in eco ecosystem of XDC, we definitely want to utilize that and give people the opportunity to come and use their tokens as well.
Okay. And then I've seen something. Events. As far as events go, have you spoken to any musicians or artists or comedians to do an in-metaverse show for the community? Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the beta tester or when you do the full launch, is that something you've thought about as far as marketing? Because mm-hmm. that's something you could promote, that you have a celebrity coming in and doing a show inside the metaverse to bring people in.
As of now, not. Like, we haven't collaborated with a celebrity or so far. But we are looking into different events, some seminars, some events for young people, which I might not, it's too early to disclose, but we will be doing it next month. But with the launch, we are, you know, especially around the Christmas time, holiday time, we have lined up a couple of events that, it will be coming. So, yeah, it will be announced in our channel and you will definitely be known. And also for the XTC, we will let them know as well.
Okay. Now, with the gaming industry inside the metaverse, of the $3 billion that's expected in 2023 for digital gaming, are you guys looking to try and take, a tenth of 1%, or are you have higher expectations as far as that goes?
Yeah, I think we would definitely want to also take the opportunity. But in the same way, because we want to be a vibrant city, we have to definitely balance it with our image of it not, you know, it's just like football can be one part of the city, for example. You know, we have metal football coming in and so on, but the city is not just based on gaming, right? So that's why we, as vibrant as it is with museums, with retail
stores. So that's the biggest aspect that sets MetaBlocks apart is it's not focused on gaming.
Yeah.
It's everything else that you can do inside the metaverse. And that's the biggest takeaway I've gotten from this.
Yeah. So gaming can be part of it, but not like, you know, the only existence for MetaBlocks. It can be for those who would want to play games. There will be games, you know, just like, you know, you can go in Paris and play football and so on as well. But it's not just about that. It's not just that part. There are going to be amazing museums coming in, you know, digital form of museums that we are collaborating in. There will be concerts. There will be fashion shows, you know, that we are looking into collaborations as well. There will be companies, there will be, like, for example, we are now talking to some big retail brands that are, consumer brands. So they will be having their own shows as well. So there will be a lot of things for users to do.
Okay. Now, the last thing, is there anything else you'd like to add or say about MetaBlocks that we haven't discussed today?
Yeah. I don't think so, but we are going to launch soon. Also have a land sale, when we are going to go live with our NFT marketplace, we will be doing like a couple of really, good land sale, which are going to be very, I would say this would be a very good opportunity for all of you who would like to, you know, grab a piece of land. It would be a very good offer. So to watch out and to really get the best possible parcel.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being on the show today.
Thank you, Josh. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Have a good day.